Hello everybody, it's been a while and I just got an Instagram message of a lovely lady who was asking me to book her into one of my events. And she was like, I just started listening to your podcast and I'm really enjoying them. And I said to her, you know what, I did forget I have a podcast up there and all my story and everything's up there and the whole jazz, because life is so great at the moment and so good that I do forget that I have all these podcasts up there. And I'm throwing out content on Instagram and Facebook and everywhere, and doing events and my fitness members and doing really cool things there locally and online, that I do forget I have a podcast. So do you know what? Here goes. Let's talk about how to beat the winter blues through your health and your fitness, and how to keep good habits going during the winter. So why am I talking about this now? I'm talking about this now because I see it in my classes that some of my members, they're all feeling the effects of the time change, the dark evenings and the low mood. They're trying to get themselves out to class in the evening and they think there's something wrong with them. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them at all. There is a such thing as seasonal disorder, a sadness disorder. There is a such thing as your circadian rhythm being knocked out of whack, because it's now brighter in the morning time, darker in the evening time. So everything's a bit out of whack. You're going to work. Some people are getting up in the dark, getting on the bus in the dark. They're in work by 7 o'clock and they're not coming home until 7 or 8 o'clock. And when it's pitch dark, they're not getting out. I've been into one or two offices lately that don't even have a window and they're in dark environments. So they're not getting any light stimulation. Their circadian rhythm is definitely knocked out of whack. If you want to go and listen to a podcast on circadian rhythm and what is it, it's basically your natural... it's your natural body clock. And as human beings, we naturally, our body clock gets ticked off and gets triggered by the sunrise. And as it naturally gets dusk in the evening time, our body clock naturally kind of slows down, and different organs kick in at different times of between the sunrise comes up and the sunrise goes down. Different organs work optimal depending on what time of the day it is, based on the fact that if we did get up the sunrise and did go to kind of wind down and relax with the sunset. Now, obviously, we live in 2023, when you're listening to this podcast anyway. That doesn't happen in a normal day, because I'm currently sitting in front of the laptop procrastinating on a presentation and on an email. And I said, do you know what? I'll do a podcast. And just to take my mind off it, and I'll come back refreshed. So we don't live in the world that we live in today doesn't allow us sometimes to get up with the sunrise and go to bed with the sunset, because of shift work, because of night work, because of even work, because of babies, because of kids. It's just because we are busy human beings. And then if you're in a rhythm during the summer and you're loving life and you're getting up and it's lovely and the sun is out and the sun is waking you coming in the window, you're naturally woken up. Your brain naturally wakes up, your organs naturally wake up, you're naturally happier, the alarm goes off, you might snooze it, but you're naturally happier because you're getting up with that natural sunlight. And then in the night, in the evening time, you come home from work, it's still bright, it's still sunny, and then it doesn't get dark until it slowly gets dark and slowly kind of settles you into bedtime around 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and then you're ready for bed. Ideally, in an ideal world, we would love that 365 days a year, especially living in Ireland, but we don't get it. Unfortunately, we have to work with seasons. And then when the autumn hits and the winter hits, this is when mood can dip, energy can dip. Some people lose weight, some people gain weight. Some people think they're gone completely depressed and they need to go to the doctor and they need to get antidepressants. When me as a fitness coach and a wellness coach, this is kind of the jazz. We work with what we can. We still keep up our good habits as best we can. We still move our body. The best antidepressant you can do, guys, and this is why I work out every day, it is my daily antidepressant. Not that I'm depressed, but I could get really low during the season, when the seasons change. I spotted that about 4 or 5 years ago. I noticed that I used to get really low around October, November, December, and really bad in January. And I noticed the more I read about the seasonal disorder syndrome, the more I was like, actually, do you know what? I have that. So I started to put measures in place around August, September, taking vitamin D, upping my supplements. The supplements that I take are kind of now I take natural plant supplements. greens and different things like that, protein, zone in on the exercise, zone in on getting up and getting that bright light in my face in the morning. And baths, like you using the evening time to have hot Epsom salt baths, hot showers. So kind of using other coping tools to help me get over the winter. And I tell you what, guys, it's all down to the mindset. Every member that comes in my door, I keep saying to them, especially when I know their mood is dipped, lads, and this is what I call fitness members or anyone that crosses my path, that their mood is a bit dippy. Don't worry, guys, it may be November now, but before you know it, it's going to be the end of February, March, and we'll be back around again. Do you want to come back around again in February and March when the time changes, in around that time frame when the light start changes and it starts getting brighter in the evening? Do you want to wake up out of the slumber, 2 stone on your body, fluffy, muscle lost from your body, feeling worse in March and February than you do now, and feeling like you just woke up with the slumber and kind of lost a whole winter doing nothing, only hibernating and eating and watching crap television that's feeding your mind with nothing, only rubbish. Sorry now to any TV or radio or any kind of TV producers out there that had, especially TV3, sure, weren't you on television? Why are you ditching us? I'm not ditching you, I'm just saying everything in moderation. As in, I would encourage my members to leave work, have everything ready to rock and roll, have your fitness gear there, go for a walk, get in that car then and go to do your workout. If working out in the evening isn't feasible, get up early in the morning and get your workout done early in the morning and get your walk done if you can straight away or during the day, and move your body every day. That's one of my top tips for beating the winter blues. I did a quick little research before I did this podcast, right? And this is what I found, right, on a webpage, right? Just goes to show you the internet can be really useful and it can be completely shiz. So basically, this website was like, here is 14 tips to beat the winter blues. Try a light box. So go spend money, get a light box. Seriously, go out at lunchtime and get yourself a walk. Stick your head out the door, take 5 minute break, stick your head out the door early in the morning outside your office, get that light shining on your face, because that'll activate your system to be kickstarted to wake up and start moving, which would hopefully get your circadian rhythm back on track. Get the natural light in your face as early as you possibly can in the morning time. If you want more information on that and more up-to-date science research on that, Google Andrew Huberman circadian rhythm. And you'll get everything that you need right there from the best neuroscience dude over in Stanford in America, who dishes out free information. We all drip feed into him. Anyone I know that talks about anything got to do with neuroscience, we drip feed into Andrew Huberman. Love him. So it says here, buy a light box, spend money, in other words. Use dawn stimulators, another light to spend money. These are all advertising, lads. They're into advertising. Consider taking antidepressants, number 5. So what do? The winter comes, you're feeling low. You buy 2 light boxes, one for your bedroom, one for your office. Go to the doctor and take antidepressants like this website said here. And what do then? Come off them then again in February or April or March or April. Now, I'm not ditching antidepressants because I'm not a doctor. Back in the day with postnatal depression, I took one out of a packet and I just thought, Jesus, the one, I couldn't even drive the car. They probably were too strong for me at the time. I had to pull in. I couldn't even drive the car. So I had to look at other ways to deal with the postnatal depression at the time and the environmental depression that I was having at the time, because I call it environmental because my environment wasn't great at the time. So I had to come up with other ways of dealing with that. The way I came up with dealing with that was moving my body, feeding myself a little bit better, taking myself out of stressful environments and situations as best I could, put myself into more positive situations. You become one of the 5 people you hang around with. And guys, hands up, or virtual hands up, who would totally agree with that? The amount of people I get inside the door in my fitness studio and in my group fitness studio and within the corporate world and in solo events and all the events I organize now, they say, we just want to do something different. We just want to meet different people. like, you know, it gets to a certain point in your life that you're hanging around with the same people, and they realize that the people that they were hanging around with for the last few years, including friends and family, just weren't serving them well, and that were kind of dragging them down and dragging the mood down as well. So you become one of the five people you hang around with, one of the five energies. So if you hang around with smokers, you're going to smoke. If you're even a part-time smoker or even a social smoker, you're going to smoke. So if that is true, and everybody has an experience when it comes to you are one of the five people you hang around with. Now, they do say here in number six of this website, prioritise social activities. Add aromatherapy to your treatment plan, which is fair enough. Totally agree with that. Stick to a scheduled time. Totally agree with that. Get up at a certain time and go to bed at a certain time and stick to it. Even if it is dark in the morning when you're getting up, get up. I do fitness, online fitness classes live and on demand. And I do in-person as well. And I do corporate talks and I do events. The ones that are happiest that I see within my ecosystem are the ones that are still sticking to their routine. The same routine all the time, give or take a few minutes here or there in the morning or the evening, depending on whether they're out. They're their happiest ones and the happiest members. 100%. Number nine, they say here, is get moving. Totally agree with that. Let the sun shine in. Totally agree with that. Number 10, get the sunlight in your face. Even if it's a bit dim outside, get the light in your face. Take a vacation or a staycation. Totally agree with that. Go away for the weekend or something like that. Consider avoiding alcohol. Had a member here the last day. She lives in Kildare. She travels up once a week to me. She's on a 6-week program for an hour. And she's also doing the online classes as well. She ditched the alcohol 2 weeks ago. And she came in to the studio during the week, and I was like, is she wearing makeup? Or she looks a lot different, a lot less puffy. And I didn't want to say, because the last thing I'm going to say is, geez, are you wearing makeup? You look great. And I said nothing. And I said, so how are you getting on? She goes, you know what? I'm sleeping better. Because the 2 weeks previous to that, we said, listen, wasn't sleeping well, wasn't sleeping great. Job is really busy. Looks, manages like a lot of people. And just wasn't the energy, wasn't managing her energy and her time around these people and stuff like that and protect herself. So I said, maybe we would try just ditching the alcohol and see how you feel. Because even that one alcohol every second night is going to disrupt your sleep and keep you awake. So sleep experts say. I know this myself because I'm still off alcohol 2.5 years later, feeling the benefits of it, sleep like a baby until a time that I drink caffeine too late at night, or I'm working late at night on the screen, and then that keeps me awake. Fair enough. I'm able to put up with that. It's not all the time. It's only every now and again. But anyway, she ditched the alcohol. And I was like, she goes, I feel so much better. And she goes, Akrina, I'm sleeping so much better. And she was breathing more calmly. She didn't look like or feel like she had high anxiety. Everything was a lot more calm. And I was like, do you mind me? I hope you don't mind me saying this. But I said, you look younger. Within 2 weeks, you look less inflamed in your face. You look younger. And I said, your skin looks so different. Are you wearing makeup? And she was there. I noticed all of this in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks of not having alcohol, she's sleeping better. She's more calm. Now, this is on top of obviously working together for the last few weeks, like working on her workouts, working on her walking, like making a few little changes to food and all that. But the biggest difference I noticed in the last 2 weeks was she looks a lot younger and calm and bright and relaxed. And I was like, come here. If this is not feedback to you to do more of this, to do more of what makes you feel good, what else, what other sign or feedback do you want? And she goes, I feel great. I feel absolutely amazing. And she goes, I have more energy. I'm recovering back better from the workouts. She goes, I feel amazing. Now, that was just alcohol and reducing sugar and different things like that. It was a bit of a process that we do when people work with me for 6 weeks. It's a bit of a process that we follow, especially when people work with me one-to-one or within a group habit building scenario program where they show up and have the opportunity to kind of do change habits slowly every week. And that's what I advise and that's what we do, because otherwise we can't press the panic button. Nobody has time to press the panic button, lads, when it comes to anything. Nobody has time. When everything's done nice and slow and consistently and drip fed in, like another client said to me this morning, she said, you drip feed in information so slow into me every week that it's just enough that it hits well and I'm able to work on it for the week and I'm able to get results for the week. I said, that's the way it should be. So that was a client who gave up drink, basically. Oops. That was a client who gave up alcohol for 2 weeks. And yeah, and she's sleeping better. And her routine is better as well. And all of that jazz. So beating the winter blues, guys, right? If you're one of those people that go into hibernation and that doesn't want to move or doesn't want to do anything, I would strongly suggest, now I'm no doctor, but I would strongly suggest looking at your supplements. Are you taking vitamin D? Looking at your sleep and your waking time. Are you naturally sleeping in later in the morning time and naturally going to bed later? I would strongly advise you to look at that, your opening and your closing of your day. Get up a little bit earlier, get your circadian rhythm back on track. Use the morning time when it's dark to move your body. Like when I get up in the morning time and it's dark, now I will put my hand up. I only teach one online live class during the week anymore because Petra, another instructor of mine, does those classes instead, just to bring variety to the members and so the members aren't getting bored of me all the time and stuff like that. And like, I do get up still and go for a walk, even though I'm not teaching an online class, and I feel very smug. I feel very smug when I get up in the dark and go out for a walk in the dark. Now, I'm very fortunate where I live, the street lights and all that jazz. But even for my clients that live in the country and don't have street lights, I really encourage you guys to get up and get a bike, get a stationary bike and get a treadmill. You can get foldaway treadmills now online for €244. It'd be the best investment. They slide under your bed when you're finished or slide behind the couch. They fold down to nothing. Get moving your body or get an online workout done or go to the gym or do whatever. Move your body. Get the good, feel-good hormones going early in the morning. And that's basically better than any antidepressant pill that you will ever take in your life. And that will get you up and get you moving and get your body and the happy hormones going. It'll get the energy moving and you'll feel bloody amazing. Open and close in the day, get that right. Get moving your body. Get your vitamin D supplement into you. Get daylight on your face straight away. As much as you, as early as you can in the morning for at least 5 to 10 minutes, whether that's a quick walk outside of the office or you say that you're going grabbing the coffee, or if you're sitting at home working at home in front of the desk, go out for a quick walk, even if it's out to the gate and back again, or even standing outside facing your face up to the sky and getting as much light onto your eye face as you possibly can. You don't have to look directly at sunlight, by the way, you'll hurt your eyes. But Andrew Huberman says that when you do that in the morning time, that natural light activates so much hormones in the body and so much energy in the body that it naturally boosts your circadian rhythm and your energy, that you and your cortisol and all your feel-good hormones, that it just kind of sets you up for the morning and gets all your energy activated in the morning. Because he says that if you leave it until lunchtime or after lunch, sure, you're getting that boost of activation too late in the day in your body, that of course you're naturally not going to sleep until later. So the early you can possibly start boosting that natural hormonal energy in your body for cortisol with natural daylight as early as you possibly can in the morning, the more possible, the better of chance you have of going to bed a little bit earlier and getting a better night's sleep. So it's all about boosting your cortisol and your energy and your natural internal energy early in the morning with as natural daily sunlight as you possibly can. And if you can start off the morning like that, I can guarantee you from a personal point of view that you will naturally be tired come the evening time and you'll naturally want to go to sleep. So you'll naturally be able to create a better sleep routine. And it all starts with getting up early in the morning, moving your body and getting out in that natural light and getting good protein into you guys and green supplements as best as you can. Or else green veg, and the protein with breakfast, lunch and dinner to stop the binge eating. It has been proven now by research that if you can get protein in your breakfast in the morning time, either through eggs, egg whites, yogurts, protein porridge, whatever it is, get protein into you early in the morning. Chicken breast, it doesn't matter. It has been proven that you will binge less on sugar in the evening time. And one of the symptoms of this seasonal disorder can be munching, looking for the adrenaline high all of the time and looking for the fix of high through sugar because of the lack of light, guys. It is so important. If you're in the office straight away in the morning and you do not get out for any daylight and you come home and it's dark, I guarantee you, if you have sugar cravings, it's because you're not activating your natural energy early in the morning and your natural cortisol in the morning, and you feel like not eating and not eating good meals, and you're eating rubbish, and you're looking for sugar, adrenaline highs throughout the day, which is absolutely going to exhaust you completely. Getting all those sugar highs throughout the day, up and downers all day, every day, that would completely exhaust you. And then you're going to be looking for more coffee to keep you alive, and you can see how the roller coaster can keep going on, lads, can't she? Anyway, I just realised I spoke flat out there for like 20 minutes. You swear I didn't talk all day today. I didn't talk that much all day today, to be honest, to be fair. But I did, let's face it, I spoke for hours today. Anyway, guys, beating the winter blues, I gave you all the tips and tricks there. Go do it. You can take responsibility for this, guys, and you can change your how you feel during the winter. You just have to get up and show up and break through the old mindset habit of hibernating. You have to push yourself so hard to get out for that workout and to get out for that walk and to drink that water. I cannot drink cold water during the winter. I just can't. I like my ESB is going to be sky high with the amount of times I put on the kettle throughout the day, but I don't care. I keep on having warm water, half cold. I keep just topping up my glass all the time with cold and warm water and a bit of lemon and stuff like that. I just can't do cold water in the winter. So that's another trick to warm yourself up. And if you feel like you can't stop eating, do you know that one of the ways to heat up the body is actually to eat? Because the chewing process and the digestion process actually naturally heats up the body. So you're either eating out of boredom, eating out of the seasonal disorder syndrome, eating out of not getting enough protein in your diet, or eating out of being cold. You've something of one of those little elements going on there that I just mentioned. And the best way to avoid overeating and to avoid the binge eating is protein with every meal. Plan your meals, protein with every meal. If you're not good with protein with every meal, get the microwave meals to begin with, or get the pre-packet meals to begin with. Not ideal to have them in plastic from a hormonal point of view with all the harmful chemicals within plastic, especially when you heat them up. Just take them out of the plastic and put them in a glass bowl and put them in the microwave. Easy peasy. Get warm water into you. And again, move your body and get working out, guys. It works. Like it really, really, really does work. And what I would say is, guys, lastly, because I don't want this podcast to go wild. Lastly, use the winter to learn something new. So we are back doing online educational workshops for the members. So we started back 2 weeks ago with a nutritional talk. I did the talk last night. It's Tuesday or Wednesday. It depends. It's either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. It depends on when the guest speakers can come on. I did the talk last night based on habits and how to build them and how the brain works and how every winter, if you go into hibernation and then you wake up in February and March and you have 2 stone on, you're feeling like crap and you have no energy and you're not strong. That's just a habit that you created every winter that you can break, but you just need to consciously break it by consciously going to your workout, consciously making the meal, consciously doing your time and your habits and your sleep routine and all that. You have to consciously do it, which takes effort. Because if you're sitting in front of the television all day, all you're going to do is become what you watch on television. And that's it. And that can either be positive or negative, depending on what you're watching. Now, I lost my train of thought there. Oh, yeah, the guest speakers. Who have we on next week? Next week, we have... Who have we on next week? I can't even think who we are next week. Leo, actually. Leo, who does the Wim Hof workshops with us, who facilitates the Wim Hof workshops with us, which we've one in Galway next weekend and one in January in Meath on the Boyne River in January the 20th as well. Myself and Leo are facilitating that for 20 people. There's still spaces left. Go to ecofitness.ie. You'll see it there. If you don't see it there, it's on my Eventbrite page as well, just in case the web dude hasn't updated yet. And Leah's going to do a talk on breath work for weight loss and just overall science behind it. He's amazing. And then the following week, we have a financial advisor on to get us financially fit, which I had a call on myself during the week, helping me just kind of get in the zone when it comes to setting goals to buy a house and stuff like that in 2025. Put it out there, sure, to the universe. And then we have another lady on, Jane from Chill Jill, menopausal, this menopause box. She created a menopause box based around having menopause herself and all these little cool little things in the menopause box to support women. She's coming on talking about menopause. She's a nurse as well, who specialises in menopause. So we've loads of cool speakers in the winter time for my members. And when I say my members, I mean my fitness members, that they can join. Anyone that pays me like the subscription, either online or in person, get to join these talks as well. So it's pretty cool. So we use the winter to learn new stuff. And so you come out, you just feel like you've done something then for yourself, because especially the dark evenings, it's easy to turn on a Zoom call and listen to something educational and learn something rather than sitting down and watching television. So every winter, I learn something new, or I learn something new from the guest speakers that we have, or I normally do a course. This year, I'm not doing a course, or I have decided to not educate myself on anything in particular, because we are launching our app in January. It's the fitness app. So we're starting off really, really slow launching it. Like, just get our communities in there first. Then I'll get my fitness members in there. And then we'll start adding on our 6-week programs and our 6-week challenges, because that's the way to do it. Stepping stone. That's what I teach my clients. And that's how I live my life as well. But what I teach, I preach, and what I preach, I do myself every day as well, because it works. Slowly building up habits and slowly adding on routines and slowly building up momentum in all areas of my life. And that's including business, and that's including friendships and relationships and stuff like that. I find when you go all in sometimes with something, you crash and burn too quick. And there's another little message there in that, especially with fitness. Like, if I see someone coming in going all guns blazing with fitness, I slow them down and go, you're going to crash and burn 3 weeks, and I'm not going to see you in 3 weeks' time, because you're going to be so sick of me, so sick of the workouts, and so sick of yourself showing up that you don't want to do it anymore. So nice and slowly, and feel the benefits of getting fit as you're going along. Because when people just crash and burn and do too much, they're in autopilot. They don't even remember the first 3 weeks of their exercise routine, let alone where should I actually be feeling this muscle group as I'm working out, or how should I feel after this meal, or I met someone new there on a solo walk or an event, I don't even know how I feel about them because I head dive straight in. So nice and slow, guys. Look for slow and consistent. It always wins the race. It really does, guys. But getting back to the winter blues, I gave you all the tips there, guys. If I can help in any way at all, reach out to me at hello@ecofitness.ie, or go on to Instagram. You'll get me there. There's multiple ways to contact me, guys. Go on to my website, www.ecofitness.ie, go to contact us and fill out an inquiry there, depending on what you're inquiring about. There's many ways, guys, that if you feel like you want to work with me on your fitness and your basic nutrition, all of that jazz, or you're looking to join one of our events, or you're corporate and you're listening to this and you're like, gosh, could get Karina in there doing a talk, how to build habits, how to own your morning, get in doing a bit of fitness, all of that jazz, or events and stuff like that, go to the contact form and fill it in, and sure, we can chat anyway. And if our energies match, and if I feel like it's something I can help you with, I'd be like, yes, absolutely. If not, I will guide you in the best place to go. So that's it, guys. That's it. Fitness-wise, we start 6-week challenges 3-4 times a year. But in between that, people can join as monthly members during for the fitness as well. I do a few one-to-one sessions, programs. They're very limited. So what I do always say is, people just get on to me, contact us, and we'll have a quick chit-chat to see if I'm the right person fit for you as well. That's it, guys. Hope that little med podcast and spontaneous podcast worked. I now have 2 hours to get this presentation done and a big email sent out. So I'm kind of revved up, ready to rock and roll to get it out and about now. So that's it, guys. If you're interested in any of the events that we do, our solo events, we run 2 to 4 a month around Ireland. It depends on what county we're in at the month. The solo events are single and ready to mingle walks for any of our singletons out there to meet like-minded new people. We love them. They're a bit of crack. Keep an eye on the page or the website for retreats and stuff like that, and weekends away. Usually we keep the weekends away to people that are already in our ecosystem who have been to events. We offer to them first. So we actually don't really need to put certain events up on the website, because there's no need, because we've so much cool people now within our system and our email list, that we just stick it out to the email list, and generally they go pretty quick, which is kind of cool. Like, next year we have a trip to Prague for 3 days for a half marathon. We have the Camino trip. We have a skiing trip for 7 days to Italy. skiing the Camino trip to Spain, a 4-day Ibiza retreat. We're going to Kerry to Skellig Michael to rebook that because Skellig Michael got cancelled this year, but in Kerry, to go out to Skellig Michael on a boat tour. So we've loads of really cool stuff coming up. So yeah, it's kind of cool. So if you've been on an event with us and we have your email and we'll send it out to the email list, yeah, so it's pretty cool. So guys, that's it. Again, thanks for listening to the podcast. I've no update personally, guys. I know I did a personal podcast before. No particular updates just yet. As I said, someone the last day, come back to me in January and February and I might have some updates for you then. But apart from that, all's going well in the Carina front. Nothing to complain. All is really cool things happening, building really cool things in the background personally myself. So I may share a podcast around that maybe November or maybe December. We'll see how we go. I may share a little podcast of how things are getting on personally myself with my own dating experiences and stuff like that. But for now, I don't feel like I have the need to share anything just yet. But I will share down the line, you know, the way I am. But apart from that now, let's keep it a bit professional with our little tips and tricks. And we will chat to you on the next podcast, guys. Thanks for listening, as always. Would love your feedback. Let me know what you thought.